A new database of consumer complaints is going to be launched in March by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The database will make public for the first time the comments the agency receives from consumers. Scott Wolfson is director of the CPSC's Office of Information and Public Affairs. He joins us with more details on the database and how it changes what the commission does. Mr. Wolfson, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you both.
So what did it take to get this database up and running? How'd you do it?
Well, we hired some really outstanding contractors because we have great people within CPSC, but we needed to bring in some outside knowledge, some outside help. And we've been working for years on this, and we are actually just a few weeks away from this very exciting launch. So it's really a combination of the great resources within the agency and IT expertise from outside.
How many employees are going to be working directly on this database throughout? Are you going to keep all the people that you've hired on to help make it a reality?
Yes, that's the real important point to understand here is that we, for decades, have been taking in incident reports from consumers. So what's new here is the technological aspect of making this public and also making sure that we meet the letter of the law to respect the rights of businesses and make sure we're handling these consumer complaints the right way. So we're going to be staffing up, but there are staff within CPSC who have years of experience already making sure there's follow-through on what consumers tell us.
Yeah, because I was going to say that you really have to walk a fine line between just simply letting people unload what would be considered slander against companies versus what are legitimate complaints. In other words, yesterday we heard about the nuclear sludge cherry chew bars being recalled because they had too much lead in them. And if someone said, hey, these don't taste right, well, that would probably be okay. But someone might have just decided they're on a diet and they ate a Mars bar anyway and complain about that. So what's the process by which complaints or comments are vetted?
Yeah, that's a great point you bring up because there is some chatter out there that the database is going to be used in ways that have an ill intent. And I think the best way to explain, you know, the way we work is to share a story, and that is a lot of people remember the Pampers diapers issue from last year. And people are like, oh, P&G, you know, could get hit again through a database like this. Well, here's the real backstory there. With that incident last year, people were using Facebook to put all these incidents out there about their babies having problems with diapers. The way that we investigated that issue and got to the point of saying, okay, there doesn't need to be government action on those diapers, we called for all of those parents to get off Facebook and come to CPSC directly and report. So this is the essence of who we are. We can't do investigations on Facebook. We need to have it coming into a formal federal system. Again, a database is a great way in our electronic age to serve that purpose, to have a great open government resource and be able to do our job as investigators.
Sort of a fine line between a public grousing versus a publicly informing that there may be an issue.
There's value in not only reporting to CPSC, but using this database for the very first time to, number one, find out about a product that maybe some others in your community or all the way across the country are having a problem with, of a product that's in your home, or before you head out and go shopping, you can see, oh, did anybody have a problem with this product that I'm interested in? Maybe I'm online right now thinking about making an online purchase, heading out to a big box retailer. Let me take 2 minutes, go to saferproducts.gov first, check it out, and then you can make a more informed decision. Chairman Tenenbaum at our agency has a great saying, an informed consumer is an empowered consumer. That's what saferproducts.gov aims to do.
I want to learn more about the logistics of this and how that information is going to find its way into that database. Do you actually have people there just hunting and pecking and actually physically typing all this information in? Is there some sort of magical technological way it's automatically uploaded? How does this work?
It's going to come in, of course, through the database into our systems. We screen. We have 5 days to receive those reports electronically, go through them, identify the named manufacturer, get the report over to the manufacturer. Again, electronically, we want to use an email system, have alerts electronically trigger these emails over to the named manufacturer, give them their full 10 days to review that information. They can then tell us if there's materially inaccurate information, confidential information. Those are the two ways in which information can be discounted from going up onto the website. So within 15 days of it coming in, we have to get it up onto the database. And the businesses have an opportunity to attach comments along with the consumer report. But we do want to use, you know, a technological means to process it internally, trigger it out to the name manufacturer, and then get it uploaded onto the database.
And we're speaking with Scott Wolfson. He is director of the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Office of Information and Public Affairs. And are there tools applied to the mass amounts of information you might be getting so that you can filter and be flagged for words that might be, you know, inflammatory or don't really belong, like crooked or cheating, you know, or outside of the facts of what people might be encountering?
This database is about incidents that have both the potential to harm and have caused harm to the physical harm of a consumer. So that's really important. We're not talking about customer service-based, you know, types of complaints or, you know, just a concern about, you know, whether the product did all that you wanted it to do. This is about whether the child or an adult can be hurt by the product. So that's part of our screening process for the database. The reporter needs to certify that they, you know, hold to the truth of what they're, you know, telling us. And the series of drop-down questions that will be posed to them lead them in that direction of saying, okay, somebody could have been hurt here, or let me tell you, government, who was hurt in this case.
And as you developed this database, what were some of the landmines or some of the speed bumps that you encountered that you had not expected to encounter when making this a reality?
This is a mammoth undertaking for such a small but important agency like ours. So it's really building out that infrastructure. We worked very closely with OMB to make sure that we showed that we had the right project managers in place. We were doing the right due diligence and make sure all the funding was being used in the right way. We are on time. We are on budget with this initiative. And again, OMB has been a very good partner with us, and really want to make sure it works in the right way, because we are advocates of open government at CPSC, and there is no bigger open government project for us than this database.
And when does it go live? When can people start populating it?
March 11th. March 11th is the day, and we really want people to, you know, they've been coming to us for a long time over the telephone, sometimes in snail mail. But now, with the power of the Internet, we want them reporting and understanding that you can play a role in public service by telling the government about an incident so that we can protect others.